We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk politics with Blois Olson, WCCO, the morning news. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
Did your son enjoy, Jack, enjoy the PGA 3M Open?
Yeah, we were out there for a little while Friday. I was out there most of the Saturday, but boy, what a finish, huh, Dave? That'll be one for the memories. What a way to kick off a tournament.
When we stood out on number 18 that very first day, I remember looking across to Jimmy and I said, this thing, if it's going to be close, and it's going to all end here on number 18, and it did. Because remember, DeChambeau made that shot prior to that. Wolf
right.
Cut. Wow.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. DeChambeau did his job, and then the youngster, not even old enough to drink yet, came in and drained a long putt to win. So, great tourney by Hollis and everybody. So,
yeah,
forward to next year.
The weather turned out to be pretty good for him.
It was great.
That's kind of. It seems like that's what it boils down to. But 18 was set up just beautifully, Blois, the way they put that thing together. And that was just a gorgeous way to finish that tournament.
And a lot of people came back from the cabin to go out on Saturday and Sunday. Those crowds were impressive. So,
hey, I want to ask you about something that's happening in other states, but I want to get your thoughts on the Democratic state parties in Iowa and Nevada. And they're making some changes in the caucus systems I was reading about, and I wanted to bring it up with you. And this is in time for next year's presidential election. But these two state parties plan, Blois, to allow party members to weigh in over the telephone instead of being required to attend traditional meetings. And, of course, obviously they want increased participation. What's our deal here in Minnesota?
Well, in Minnesota, we're actually going to have a presidential primary next year. So the Democratic Party nationally adapted a program that makes Democrats and Republicans required to vote in a primary in order to elect delegates. So I don't know that I don't know if the party will do anything new in the caucuses, but the way delegates get nominated and elected to the national convention will happen through the primary and then through the party process. But I have not heard any buzz about phones in either party or internet, which has been floated for a few years, but it just seems like it's vulnerable to hacking or kind of loading it up with your supporters.
Tell me about the county commissioner, Joe Atkins, and the poll he had on Facebook regarding aerial fireworks in Minnesota.
Well, it said, you know, Minnesotans think aerial fireworks should be legal, overwhelmingly. I mean, 80%+ think that we should be able to have fireworks that launch like Wisconsin, South Dakota, Iowa, etc. So I think this is kind of like Sunday sales or hands-free cell phone. It's a populist issue that it only gets attention around the 4th of July. But let me just tell you, I may or may not have been over the border in Wisconsin, and I may or may not have seen a lot of Minnesota license plates. So I think that there's an opportunity there, and I think somebody will try to seize it over here in the next probably next few years, somebody will make the push.
What's the problem in our state with these super docks out on our lakes?
Well, they're against the law, according to the DNR. And so if you have more than 170 square feet of dock, which seems like a lot of dock, but if you think about some of these docks or some of these pieces of land, you need to have a dock that gets you out pretty far, et cetera. But the idea is we don't allow homes to be built, boathouses to be built on lakes anymore. So people have started to make their docks kind of that experience with couches and livable space, almost outdoor livable space. And so the DNR is starting to crack down on these. They said they're really not good for the lake, for the habitat. So I could see this becoming one of those local battles as well between the DNR, which isn't always popular amongst cabin owners and cabin owners.
Blois, I was reading over the weekend about Representative Phillips, the only House member from our state not filling out that mandatory financial disclosure. What's that story there?
He asked for an extension in April, and I think he's looking at the complexity of maybe his holdings. I think he may have sold some things in that time. So we'll find out more. He's got to fill it out eventually. And it certainly could become an issue for him, but he's been very transparent about everything else. So I can't imagine that he wouldn't be transparent about his financial holdings. And I'm planning on talking to him later in the week for the podcast. And so it'll certainly come up then.
What's going on in the Washington Post and Representative Omar?
Well, they tracked her and followed her around Minnesota and talked about kind of the, you know, a lot of politicians talk about their great American experience, how wonderful the country is. But they noted that Omar tells a different story, that when she came here as a refugee, that that it wasn't a great experience, that there was racism and that, that there was discrimination because of her religion. And that justice for all wasn't something she seemed like was guaranteed, and that that may be one of the driving factors. And so it's a contrast from the American story that a lot of people tell. And again, the national spotlight continues to focus on her. And as I've said before, it's going to, and they're going to continue to see if her story adds up over the years, if it's a consistent story. And if it's not, I think we'll see some bigger stories here in the next couple months.
What's going on with the St. Louis Park City Council and the Pledge of Allegiance tonight?
They'll have a work session tonight. So it's not an open city council meeting. People can go observe, but they won't have a chance to comment. But the city council will take that Pledge of Allegiance issue back up for and decide whether or not they're reconsidering it. I will tell you there is some significant divide on the city council, and I can tell you that when your neighbors come over for a little 4th of July barbecue, it's one of the hot topics that the neighbors in St. Louis Park talk about.
Do you think it caught the city council off guard?
They're off guard. I think there's some good reasons that the people who were for eliminating the pledge have, but I don't think they thought through the ramifications, and I really know that they didn't understand the national spotlight that would be shined on St. Louis Park.
How do I get your newsletter?
You just go to wccoradio.com/morningtake, and you can subscribe right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.